Would you please discuss the Catholic Church? Remember, you're asking Pope about this, right? So let's specifically praying to saints rather than praying directly to Jesus and God, the requirement of confession to a priest, the priest's ability to assign punishment and forgive. You know, the Catholic Church, there are different views that we're a Protestant church here. I'm a Protestant in terms of my views. Protestantism was born out of Catholicism, not as a reason to want to start something new, but what happened was one man, Martin Luther, many of you know that name, Martin Luther was a Catholic priest who found so many things contradictory to the Bible that he was having to espouse and to be a part of, that he did not want in any way start a new organization, what we call a Protestant church. He took 95 disagreements that he found that the Catholic Church were espousing from what the Bible said, and he put them on the Wittenberg door there in Germany, and just said, I think people need to know this, you know, because the laity were kind of just assuming everything the priest said was right. He said, you need to know this is what the Bible says, and that caused a really big problem. So that's when the birth of Catholicism came along. And there are some views of the church that the Catholic have that I admire so much, and I long for Protestant churches to get it, to understand some of the things that they got. I think there's some things about the Catholic Church that are absolutely wonderful. There are also things that have been in the history of the church because there are beliefs there in the fact that whoever is the Pope, as we would call him, whoever the authority is as the Pope, that what he declares to be true becomes true. And there is a little bit of truth there in a different, and we'll call ecclesiology, a different organizational structure that I think the Bible espouses, where there is the church speaks and there's some truth in what they say because they say it. Always, never infallible, but this is, we should be under authority. I have no problem with that. But what happened is in the Catholic Church, history, I mean, this is not debatable. There have been popes that have been very wicked, bad people that were not true to the faith, that were not the godly people we would hope they'd be. And during that time, things were espoused to be true that were to be considered true because that particular pope said it. And that left a heritage in the Catholic Church with beliefs that were not necessarily coming from the Bible. And they would say this didn't come from the Bible, but it came from the pope, and therefore it's accurate and so forth. So what you've had is you've had, for instance, when the whole idea of purgatory, you may have heard of the purgatory and playing penance for sins, and you go to the priest and you pay your monies and so forth. There was a statement that went like this: at the sound of every coin dropped in the coffer, there was the release of a soul from purgatory. But there was also the same belief that when you heard that coffer, there was going to be a new, beautiful sanctuary built somewhere, and that was a money-raising proposition in great part. That now most Catholic, I'm not saying most Catholics, but I mean wonderful Catholic followers of Jesus, who really don't put their trust in a lot of the doctrines that the church may have, would say, hey, I've got a dear friend who was a Protestant for years and years, is Catholic now. And he has to compromise some of his beliefs. He hadn't changed his belief in the Bible, and he can point out, here's here and this and that. But, you know, his call felt called there. That's between him and the Lord. But I do believe that there are things there. Well, let me tell you, we're Protestant. There are things in the Protestant church that are wrong too, that we think are right, that we're missing. I'll guarantee you there are. So nobody points a finger and says, we got it right, you got it wrong, you know, but you got to decide, what do you think? I'll use this as an illustration. I'll close. I may have even mentioned this already, but the idea of a diet, you know, okay. I just read an article on the kinetic diet, and it was a great, you know, somebody who knows, I mean, is a nutritionist who knows, been studying in science and all that, and said, it's a very dangerous diet. Don't do it. It's going to hurt you in this way and that way. And I said, I love the kinetic diet. somebody says, oh, I think you ought to have low, low, low carbs. Another person says, oh, I think you ought to have high fat. Oh, I think you ought to have X number. Everybody's got a different read on it. Nobody seems to agree. There's one diet that is the best and appropriate diet. Nobody can come to that. There's one. There's so many different views. So what if you said, you know what? No one seems to agree. So I don't think anybody knows. So what difference does it make? I'm just going to eat sugar all day long. Now that, I would say, is not a good plan. What you do is you look at everything with your limited knowledge and say, with my abilities and understanding, what do I think is the healthiest? And you stick to what you think is healthier. But you keep an open mind, and you read something else, you go, oh, maybe that. Oh, and you might. And so you're kind of always available to kind of learn what you think is more truthful than what you're presently believing. I think it's a good way to investigate Christianity and look at your faith, you know. Embrace what you see to be, you think this is right. Stick in there until you find something that says, oh, maybe I can learn something there, and maybe I'm not totally accurate at that point. So I want to be a learner all the time, finding out what are the things that I'm believing that are maybe hurting me because they're not correct. So my opinion would be, you got a lot of that in the Catholic Church. They would probably say the same about the Protestant Church. So, you know, but you have to land where you believe it's most accurate.